Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to KHDX FM, Conway, Arkansas. I'm Rachel Stewart.
And I'm Spencer Thompson.
This is our show, Stage Lights. We are so excited to be here today with you guys. I'm a little sick, so I'm sorry if I sound a little rough, but we are going to do a quick introduction of the musical that we are going to be doing.
And a quick shout out to all the people who guessed it right from based on our poster.
So shout out to Mary Claire Fox, Tucker Perry, Sarah Margaret Helmsing, Mitch Bandy, Mary Dan, and Claire Smith for knowing that our musical for today is...
The Sound of Music.
Yes, we had a very clever poster. I was holding a broom and like a bag of makeup. It was a bag.
Yeah, it was a bag of makeup.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for Spencer's editing abilities, for making sure that our posters continue to look fantastic.
And thank you for your beautiful posing skills, because otherwise we would have some terrible looking children.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So we're going to go ahead and jump right into just this first prelude song, because we want to kind of like get you guys into the mood of The Sound of Music. We are using the movie soundtrack.
Absolutely.
Instead of the musical soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Because the movie's way more iconic than the
musical. Oh, definitely. And we cannot pass up on Julie Andrews.
Oh, no. Julie Andrews is a goddess amongst everyone. So we're going to go ahead and get that started for you guys.
Like a brook when it trips and falls over stones on its way, to sing through the night like a lark who is learning to pray. I go to the hills when my heart is lonely. I know I will hear what I've heard before. My heart will be blessed with the sound of music, and I'll sing once more.
And that was the voice of an angel, Julie Andrews, singing the opening number, which is Prelude, and The Sound of Music.
You guys will hear those lyrics again, The Sound of Music, like later on in our radio show, because there is another song called Sound of Music that we're going to be playing for you guys. It's really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually picked this musical this week because I'm studying it in my intro to film class, which is really, really exciting.
Yep. And shout out to Dr. McKim. She is both of our film professors. I'm in film theory right now. Rachel is in intro to film. And I studied this last semester when I was also in Dr. McKim's class, film musicals. And it's just an amazing film whenever you go deep into the studying of it.
Absolutely. We were talking today about how like the first, Hello, the mic was not adjusted. The first like half of the movie, which I think is really interesting, first of all, that it's like divided into act one and act two, kind of like a play because it's based on a play. But the first act has all these like spontaneous songs, and the second act doesn't really have any new songs besides the one between, who are the main characters?
Maria and the captain.
Yeah, those two people. I just looked at you really blank. I just watched this movie last night. I don't know why I'm blanking so bad.
The last time I watched this movie was about 6 months ago. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a great movie.
It's a very good movie.
I hadn't watched it since last night for like 8 years before then. So like watching it again, I was like, oh, wow, like Nazis, that's like really scary. Even as a kid, I was like, oh, that's kind of scary. But now I like realize the depth of that right now.
Oh, absolutely. Especially considering they're from Austria in it. Like that is such a integral part of the time period they're portraying.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you don't even like get that until you watch it like from an adult standpoint. So I thought that was interesting. Do you want to introduce the next song?
Okay. So the next song we will be playing is Maria. At the beginning of the film, Maria, who is played by Julie Andrews, is a nun in a convent, but she is the troublemaker of the group. This is the other nuns, the gaggle of nuns.
Gaggle of nuns. I'd love to be I want to be a part of a gaggle of nuns. A nunnery, if you will.
And yes, the gaggle of nuns just kind of loathes Maria's antics. And this is a song complaining about her the entire time.
So we're going to play that song for you guys.
She climbs a tree and scrapes her knee. Her dress has got a tear. She waltzes on her way to mass and whistles on the stair. And underneath her wimple, she has curlers in her hair. I've even heard her singing in the abbey. She's always late for chapel, but her penitence is real. She's always late for everything, except for every meal. I hate to have to say it, but I very firmly feel Maria's not an asset to the Abbey. I'd like to say a word in her behalf. Maria makes me laugh. How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down? How do you find a word that means Maria? A flibbity-gibbet, a will-o'-the-wisp, a clown. Many a thing you know you'd like to tell her. Many a thing she ought to understand. But how do you make her stay and listen to all you say? How do you keep a wave upon the sand? Oh, how do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you hold a moon in your hand? When I'm with her, I'm confused, out of focus and bemused, and I never know exactly where I am.
Unpredictable as weather.
She's as flighty as a feather.
She's a darling.
She's a demon.
She's a lamb.
She'd outpester any pest, drive a hornet from its nest.
She can throw a whirling dervish out of whirl.
She is gentle, she is wild.
She's a riddle, she's a child.
She's a headache,
she's an angel.
She's a girl.
How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down? How do you find a word that means Maria?
A flibbertigibbet,
a will-o'-the-wisp,
a clown.
Many a thing you know you'd like to tell her. Many a thing she ought to understand.
But how do you make her stay and listen to all you say?
How do you keep a wave upon the sand? Oh, how you solve a problem like Maria?
What a beautiful song by the nuns. Now we know why they're nun choirs. That was the worst joke. I'm so sorry.
That wasn't even a joke.
It was just bad. I don't know why I said that. I think I just panicked. So the next song that we have on our list is called I Have Confidence. In between this song, Maria, and I Have Confidence, Maria basically gets this job from the head nun, I don't know what she's called, for being a governess to a group of seven children called the Von Trapp family. The father of the seven children is a widower. He's a captain in the Navy. That's like the captain character. So they need a governess. So they send for like these nuns and she gets this job. And so from this song, Maria, to I Have Confidence, she's talking about how, like, how nervous she is to enter the real world that she's been like scolded about entering.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good description, Rachel.
Thank you. I just watched the film. I was going to say something, but I totally forgot. Oh, did you know the Von Trapp family's real?
What, you mean it was based upon a real family? I know that, but like...
Yeah, so it was based upon a real family, and like Maria's like a real person, and the last Von Trapp children like died like 2014, so it's kind of cool.
That's sad, but like...
But they're real.
Yeah, it's cool in the sense that like they existed. It's sad in the sense that they died.
Yeah, there was actually like 10 of them in total.
10? Wow.
Yeah, 10 is a lot of kids. So we're going to go ahead and play this next song for you guys, and we hope that you've enjoyed listening so far.
What will this day be like? I wonder. What will my future be? I wonder. It could be so exciting to be out in the world, to be free. My heart should be wildly rejoicing. Oh, what's the matter with me? I've always longed for adventure, to do the things I've never dared. Now here I'm facing adventure. Then scared. A captain with seven children. What's so fearsome about that? Oh, I must stop these doubts, all these worries. If I don't, I just know I'll turn back. I must dream of the things I am seeking. I am seeking the courage I lack. The courage to serve them with reliance, face my mistakes without defiance, show them I'm worthy, and while I show them, I'll show me. So let them bring on all their problems. I'll do better than my best. I have confidence they'll put me to the test, but I'll make them see I have confidence in me. Somehow I will impress them. I will be firm but kind, and all those children, heaven bless them, they will look up to me and mind me. With each step I am more certain everything will turn out fine. I have confidence the world can all be mine. They'll have to agree I have confidence in me. I have confidence in sunshine. I have confidence in rain. I have confidence that spring will come again. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me. Strength doesn't lie in numbers. Strength doesn't lie in wealth. Strength lies in nights of peaceful slumbers. When you wake up, wake up! It tells me all I trust I leave my heart to. All I trust becomes my own. I have confidence in confidence alone. Oh, help. I have confidence in confidence alone. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me.
Hello, hello, and that was 16 going on. No, it was
I
not.
Have confidence.
That was I Have Confidence. We are not doing 16 going on 17.
No, we are not doing that. So our next song on the list is My Favorite Things, which is one of my favorite songs. Ha ha ha. That's a bad joke. Spencer, you wanted to say something about this song?
A pretty well-known fact about my favorite things. I was going to say little known, but pretty much everybody knows this. The song Seven Rings by Ariana Grande is quite obviously based upon My Favorite Things. And I just enjoy it because that means other people listen to musicals. I'm not the only one.
Yeah, we're not the only ones that are listening to musicals. And all of you listeners out there are listening to us. So that's kind of weird. So we're going to go ahead and play this song for you guys. My Favorite Things, Julie Andrews. She, like in this, if you guys have never seen Sound of Musical, in this song, she is comforting the children. This is really kind of like the first bonding moment that she has with the kids because she's comforting them during a rainstorm and they're like running around the room. It's really kind of beautiful. Cinematically, but also at the same time,
it's just like, a really beautiful moment.
Yeah, because she's, you know, getting to know these kids and like falling in love with them before she like falls in love with her father, which is spoilers for the movie, but for those of you who've seen it, you know this is gonna
happen. It's a romance.
So we're gonna go ahead and play that song for you guys.
Okay.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. On roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so.
And that was one of our favorite songs, My Favorite Things. See, that's how you do a joke, Rachel.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm trying my best. Just a reminder, you guys are listening to KHDX FM, Conway, Arkansas. I am your radio DJ host, Rachel Stewart.
And I'm your other radio DJ host, Spencer Thompson. And you're listening to Stage Lights.
There we go. And this is, we're playing this week, Sound of Music. I don't know why I stuttered over that. I'm staring right at the poster. So our next song on the list is Do Re Mi. It actually directly follows this song, My Favorite Things. Do you have something you want to say?
Oh, yeah,
about
totally. So what happens after My Favorite Things is they start getting closer, and there's like this montage of Maria starting to get closer with the Von Trapp children. And eventually she makes them play clothes, because apparently they did not have play clothes out of the curtains.
Curtains. She makes them out of the curtains.
Yeah, it's like this floral yellow pattern that's like very distinct in my mind because I made the poster.
So she makes these play clothes, directly against the father's wishes, and then she takes them out to town to, like, experience, like, what it is to just be a kid, because before that, they were kind of, like, this militaresque, obviously because the father was a captain, this militaresque kind of family responding to whistle calls as opposed to their names and things like that. It's kind of sad in a way, but she makes them play clothes, and then they go out and they play, and she teaches them how to sing because they didn't know how to sing.
Yep. And that's pretty much the plot of this next song, Do Re Mi. As many people know, Do Re Mi is the scale of notes for a vocal range. So the fact that it's very much named Do Re Mi kind of harkens to that.
Yeah, and we were talking about in film today about how this song kind of, like, through the editing, because we're learning about editing right now, mm-hmm. through the editing kind of creates this magic, because it's obvious that they couldn't move through all these spaces in this span, like the screen duration that they're going through. So this kind of music and the editing creates this magic of the musical and of the movie itself. It's really cool.
Also, the choreography is very interesting.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Especially the stair choreography.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, that would have taken so long to choreograph, especially with child actors, that like it is insane they accomplished it, let alone that it came out as good as it did.
Yeah, so I highly recommend like looking up a video of the song after we finish playing, or after our radio show, because you should finish listening to us.
Because you love listening to us.
Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and play the song for you guys, and we hope that you enjoy.
Let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
A, B, C.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. Oh, let's see if I can make it easier. Doe, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to Do. Oh, oh, oh.
Do!
A deer, a female deer.
Ray!
A drop of golden sun.
Me!
A name I call myself.
Bah!
A long, long way to run.
So, a needle pulling thread.
La! A note to follow so.
A drink of jam and bread.
That will bring us back to Do.
A deer, a female deer. Rain, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Come, a long, long way to go. So, a needle pulling thread.
La, a note to follow so.
Now, children, do, re, mi, fa, so, and so on are only the tools we use to build a song. Once you have these notes in your heads, you can sing a million different tunes by mixing them up, like this.
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re.
Can you do that?
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re.
So, do, la, ti, do.
Put it all together.
So do la fa mi do re. So do la ti do re do.
Good.
But it doesn't mean anything.
So we put in words. One word for every note. Like this.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything
together.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything.
Do,
a deer, a female deer, red, a drop of golden sun, a name I call myself.
Don't.
to sing. You can sing most anything. A doe, a deer, a female deer. Hooray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to so.
I'm still spiraling after that note.
I don't know what just happened, but something just came up from theme from Crocodile Dundee, so I don't know what that's about. Moving on.
From Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, I don't. See, it's right there on the screen. Do you see it? Okay,
that's definitely on. The theme from Crocodile Dundee.
It is definitely the theme from Crocodile Dundee. Next song that we will be listening to is, after I get this fixed, I don't know what's going on with the music right now. The next song that we're going to be listening to is The Sound of Music. Again, we talked about this earlier.
Mm-hmm. We did talk about this earlier. This time it's with the kids, so it's important.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the first time that the father hears the children sing to the governess, the baroness, who he has brought home with the intent to marry her. But we just saw someone outside of the booth that we both know. This song is the first time that the father hears the kids singing, and it's kind of the moment that he begins to bond with Maria because he realizes that she's the reason that these kids are making this beautiful music that he kind of outlawed after his wife had died. So it's really kind of poignant and beautiful, and I hope that
you enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, we're going to play this song instead of the theme from Crocodile Dundee.
Okay, hello. Yes, that was The Sound of Music again.
You're hearing the sound of music. Moving on. So I was start of another bad joke. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sick. When I'm sick, I make really, really poor quality jokes.
It is very true.
Yes. So the next song that we have planned for you guys is Edelweiss, Vitches. I don't know what I said that.
Did you switch into a German accent because of Edelweiss?
I think my body was just ready for me to switch into that. This is actually one of my mom's and my grandfather's favorite songs, so I think that's really cool.
It's also one of my favorite songs.
It's just a really pretty song.
Yeah, like, it is, it's so beautiful and, like, so minimal. Like, it could have been overproduced, but instead it's just Edelweiss.
Yeah, we talked about it today in my film class about how, like, I think it's, like, the Dr. McKim, we'll love that woman. Mm-hmm. She was talking about how the Reagan administration actually played it for, like, the Austrian coalition whenever they showed up, but it's not, has nothing to do with Austria, yeah. And they only made it for this musical. So that was, Americans.
That's a very American thing.
Go us. So we're going to go ahead and play the song for you guys. It's really beautiful. I'll probably just cry in the booth and Spencer will laugh at me, but we're going to go ahead and play it for you all.
Happy to meet me, blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever. Edelweiss, every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and bright. Happy to meet me, blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my home.
So for all you listeners out there in Radio Land, Rachel did not know what an Edelweiss looked like. So we just looked it up in the booth.
You also didn't know what it looked like.
I told you exactly what it looked like.
You said it was pointy.
And I was right.
We're not going to argue about this right now. So the next song that we're going to be playing is called The Lonely Goat Herd. And it's actually like a really like happy-go-lucky kind of song.
Absolutely.
You want to talk about what we're
seeing?
This
is whenever the kids put on a puppet show for the captain and the baroness They're both there right now.
We're not on top of the game today, you guys. We're just going to be fair with you. I think it's just the weather and I'm sick. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Rachel's sickness is rubbing off on me.
Yeah. My germs are coming your way.
Oh, no. But Lonely Goat Herd, they're trying to reintroduce music and happiness into this cold and austere family.
Austrian. Moving on. So we're going to go ahead and play this song for you guys. And we hope that you enjoy.
Was a lonely goat herd, lay, od, lay, od, lay, ee, oo. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd, lay, od, lay, od, loo. Folks in a town that was quite remote herd, lay, od, lay, od, lay, ee, oo. Lusty and clear from the goat herd's throat herd, lay, od, lay, od, loo. On the bridge of a castle moat herd, lay, od, lay, od, lay, ee, oo.
Men on a road with a load to tote herd, lay, od, lay, od, ooh. men in the midst of a troubled doubt heard lay on lay on lay ee-hoo.
Men drinking beer with a foam afloat heard lay on lay on la. One little girl in a pale pink coat heard lay on lay on lay ee-hoo.
She yodeled back to the lonely goat heard lay on lay on la.
Soon her mama with a gleaming gloat heard lay on lay on lay ee-hoo. What a duet for a girl and goat heard lay on lay on la. Lady old lady old lady, woo hoo.
She yodeled back to the lonely goat herd.
Lady old lady old lady. Soon her mama with a gleaming gloat herd. Lady old lady old lady. What a duet for a girl and goat herd. Lay old lay old lady.
A happy old day, lady old lady.
Yodelay hee hoo.
Crocodile Dundee came back. I don't know why that keeps on appearing. I think Kate Jux just wants us to play that song.
This is the curse of Crocodile Dundee.
The curse of Crocodile Dundee is coming for us. So this next song that we have up for you guys is So Long Farewell. This is kind of, I realized I was not close to the mic. This is sung during like the ballroom scene of the movie, if you guys are familiar with that. If you're not familiar, you'll have no idea what I'm talking about. But these kids have kind of been practicing this song so that they can perform it for their father's friends. This is also kind of a point of tension in the movie because we start to see like the Nazis like come in and start invading Austria, or the people that support the Nazis are like becoming more present in the movie.
Mm-hmm. And this is also one of the main parts wherever Maria and the captain start to, like, have a bit of a romantic tension. Like, is that resolved before or after? I can't remember.
That is resolved after. So, basically, they start to have a romantic connection, and then this song happens, and then he invites her to dinner, and the Baroness is like, oh, you're in love with him. And she's like, but I'm supposed to be a nun. And so then she runs away to the Abbey, and then that's the end of Act One. So there we have the entire plot of Act One. And then after that, thank you. I'm trying my best. I'm very sick. So we're going to go ahead and play the song for you guys. Mm-hmm. It's called So Long Farewell. It's not the last song, despite the name.
Yeah. We should have thought that one through.
We should have thought that one a little bit through. But so we will be playing So Long Farewell, not as our final song, but as one of the songs we hope that you enjoy.
And you. sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm glad to go. I cannot tell a lie.
I flit, I float, I flit.
And after a little bit more antics, that would be the end of Act 1 and on to Act 2, which begins with our next song, Climb Every Mountain.
So this song is kind of, it's when Maria's back in the convent. I keep on calling it a nunnery, but I know that's not right. So she's back in the convent and the head nun calls her in. And after Marie's been like reflecting in silence, and it's like, hey, what's been going on? This is, I'm paraphrasing here.
Obviously.
obviously. I don't think that head nun in 1965 would be like, hey, what's going on? what's been happening? Moving on.
What's the jazz?
What's the tea? I love nuns. So she's basically like, hey, Maria, like, what's been happening? And Maria's like, so I want to be a nun, but I'm in love with the captain. I can't go back. And the nun's like, hey, why don't you want to go back and be in love with the captain? She's like, because I'm supposed to be a nun. That's God's will. And the nun is like, the head nun is like, hey, sometimes it's God's will just to, you know, be in love with another person and take care of these kids. You can't like run away from your challenges. The Abbey is not a place meant for you to hide behind these walls. It's meant for you to go out with like this fortification of like God's will and God's message. So you can't hide from these challenges. You have to climb every mountain.
Rachel, that was pretty impressive. Very impressed by that. And also that was very inspirational.
Thank you.
I feel like it is my duty to go out and fall in love now.
And climb every mountain.
Climb every mountain.
Thank you. We're going to play the song for you guys. Just a reminder that you're listening to KHGX FM, Conway, Arkansas. I'm your radio DJ host, Rachel Stewart.
And I'm Spencer Thompson, and this is Stage Lights.
We hope you enjoy Climb Every Mountain. Our musical this week is Sound of Music.
Climb every mountain,
You're welcome.
So beyond this, we're going to play one more song for you guys because we are nearing the top of the hour. So the next song we're going to play is Climb Every Mountain Reprise. After this moment, there's a lot goes down, actually, but that doesn't involve music. Maria returns back to the house. The captain ends his engagement with the Baroness. The captain gets engaged to Maria because he realizes that he's in love with her. The Nazis come and invade. Where did they invade? Invade Austria. And they, during Maria and the captain's honeymoon, and they basically send a telegram to the captain saying, hey, you have to report to like headquarters and like be a captain in our Navy. And he's like, I'm not going to do that. So they try to run away, but they're caught first and they say, ah, JK, we are actually going to this musical competition that has been like kind of in the works this whole time. And so the whole family sings this musical competition. In the last song, they like escape off the stage in the middle of the song. There's this big chase scene as like the Von Trapp family hides in the convent that Maria stayed in all her life while the Nazis come and like look for them. And this last song is actually, why do I sound like I'm about to cry? I just need a cough. This last song is where they are escaping into the mountains because the borders have closed. So the Von Trapp family is like escaping into the mountains.
They're quite literally climbing every mountain.
They're climbing every mountain. And so it's like, oh, this kind of like, it's this cheerful song in a way, but at the same time, it's like, are they going to survive? Are they going to make it out? The real Von Trapp family did survive, but they just took a train, so it was less exciting than climbing every mountain.
Yeah. And we're going to end it after this song, so we're just going to go ahead and say catch us next week at 4 p.m. on Thursday, where we'll be discussing a new show. We'll be releasing the poster at a unspecified time on
Before
our
Thursday.
Social medias. Our Instagrams are spencer.tump and rachel.stew,
which is, we didn't plan that.
Yeah, it's a very strange coincidence.
We just discovered that maybe
but
2 minutes ago.
If you pay attention to that, you'll see whatever the poster is. And if you can guess what musical we're doing based on the poster we're doing, we'll shout you out in the next show.
So that's exciting stuff. We're going to go ahead and play the song for you guys, and then we'll end it right here. So thank you so much for listening to our show, Stage Lights.
Yep.